From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. World leaders who met at an economic summit in Washington this weekend agreed to work together to battle the global financial crisis. This is what President Bush had to say after the summit on Saturday.
And so it makes sense to come out of here with a firm action plan, which we have. It also makes sense to say to people that there is more work to be done and there will be further meetings.
Joining us to discuss the summit is David McCormick, the U.S. Treasury Department's Undersecretary for International Affairs. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
What's your take on the summit? Did it really accomplish anything?
Well, I think it did. If you would have thought back 3 weeks ago and imagined 20 countries at different stages having never met before at the leaders' level to talk about the economic challenges, I think the outcome surpassed many, many expectations. There were three big things that came out of it. The first was a very specific set of actions that the countries committed to try to address the current crisis. The second was a very ambitious reform agenda with some very specific things that need to be done in the next several months in terms of reforming our global financial system. And the third thing, perhaps most important, was a commitment among these countries to ensure that we don't turn inward, that given the anxiety that many individuals, many countries, many publics are feeling over the crisis, that we don't cut back on trade and investment that have been the key drivers of global economic growth over the last decade.
What do you say to skeptics who suggest that this was just window dressing, that the United States and Europe are going to decide what reforms are needed and the rest of the world will follow?
Well, I'd say two things. First, President Bush, in deciding to take this summit idea forward, absolutely was committed to ensuring that the emerging markets and key developing countries were included. Those countries together account for more than 80% of the global economy, and without them in the room, it's simply not credible. And the president recognized that and felt like it was absolutely critical. The second thing I'd say is look at the outcome. Read the declaration. There are very specific, very concrete action steps that these 20 countries have committed to. Many of the actions have been shaped by the input of these major emerging markets. And I think it really is groundbreaking in the sense that this is a commitment among these key 20 countries that has never existed before.
One of the changes that's being discussed is changes in financial regulations to help reduce the risk of another meltdown. But there are differing views among the countries about what level of regulation is appropriate. What's the U.S. position on this?
Well, I would say with the door closed and people sitting down actually talking about this in a very specific way, there's a lot more agreement than disagreement. And there are certainly areas where we have some disagreements, but the outcome of this was an absolute recognition that the first line of defense are national regulations, but there's an important need to ensure better cooperation and better alignment of national regulations to ensure that we don't have cross-border effects, and that in some cases it makes sense to converge regulations and have a common global standard. A good example of that is global accounting standards, where it makes a lot of sense for the world to think about accounting in the same way to make sure that everybody's understanding the implications of certain business decisions across their countries.
There's a long to-do list between now and the next summit in the spring of 2009. What kind of interaction will you and other members of the Bush administration have with President-elect Obama and his team?
Well, I think one of the things that surprised many people that watched this closely was how specific the action plan is. And there are a number of actions that are required to be implemented by March 31st of 2009. The leaders have committed to a second meeting prior to April 30th. And in preparing for this summit, we have been in very close contact with President-elect Obama's transition team, have shared in great detail our agenda going into this meeting, and have shared the outcome with them. And I think we'll be well positioned to do a very thoughtful handoff and ensure that the United States continues to move forward on this broad-based agenda.
David McCormick is the U.S. Treasury Department's Undersecretary for International Affairs. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.